Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. National Conference leader Umar Abdullah takes oath as Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir. Naib Singh Saini elected as BJP Legislature Party leader in Haryana to take oath as Chief Minister tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar warns cross-border activities marked by terrorism and extremism undermine efforts to boost trade and connectivity. President Draupadi Murmu to reach Mauritania this evening on second leg of her three African nation visit. Supreme Court criticizes Haryana and Punjab governments for non-compliance of its order related to air pollution due to stubble burning. Rain delays start of first cricket test between India and New Zealand in Bengaluru. And in Stockholm Open tennis tournament, Sumit Nagal to face Quentin Alice of France in men's singles this evening. National Conference leader Umar Abdullah has taken oath as the Chief Minister of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha administered the oath of office to Mr. Abdullah along with his Council of Ministers at Sher-e-Kashmir International Convention Centre in Srinagar today.
I, Umar Abdullah, do swear in the name of God that I will not directly or indirectly communicate or reveal to any person or persons any matter which shall be brought under my consideration or shall become known to me as Chief Minister for the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, except as may be required for the due discharge of my duties as such minister.
Others who took oath include senior National Conference leader Surinder Chaudhary as Deputy Chief Minister and Sakina Itu, Javed Rana, Javed Dar and independent candidate Satish Sharma as ministers. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav, former CM of Jammu and Kashmir Mehbooba Mufti and other leaders of India Bloc attended the swearing-in ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Umar Abdullah on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir. In a social media post today, the Prime Minister wished Umar Abdullah the very best in his efforts to serve the people. He said the centre will work closely with Mr. Abdullah and his team for Jammu and Kashmir's progress. Haryana's acting Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini has been elected the leader of the BJP Legislature Party. Union Home Minister and Party Observer Amit Shah informed this after the Legislature Party meeting at the party office in Panchkula. He said that in the meeting, the name of Naib Singh Saini was proposed unanimously. Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav have congratulated Mr. Saini on being elected as the leader of the Legislature Party. Union Ministers Dharmendra Pradhan, Manohar Lal and other party leaders, including BJP State President Mohan Lal Badoli, were present in the meeting. Now, Mr. Saini will meet Governor Bandaru Dattatreya with the BJP Legislature Party and stake claim to form the government. The swearing-in ceremony will be held tomorrow at Shalimar Ground in Panchkula. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that development and growth hinge on peace and stability. The minister warned that cross-border activities marked by terrorism, extremism and separatism undermine efforts to boost trade, energy flows, connectivity and people-to-people exchanges. Dr. Jaishankar addressed the 23rd meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Council of Heads of Government in Islamabad, Pakistan today. The External Affairs Minister pointed out that disruptions such as extreme climate events, supply chain uncertainties and financial volatility are already affecting growth and development worldwide. The minister also voiced concern over the debt, terming it a serious concern. He stressed that cooperation between nations must be founded on mutual respect, sovereign equality, and recognition of territorial integrity. Dr. Jaishankar also underscored the relevance of India's global initiatives within the SCO framework. He highlighted India's leadership in the International Solar Alliance, which promotes renewable energy, and the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, which aims to mitigate the impact of climate change. He also highlighted the importance of mission life, yoga, and millets, while noting India's advancement in digital public infrastructure. On the second leg of her three African nation visit, President Draupadi Murmu has left for Mauritania from Algiers. The president was accorded a warm ceremonial farewell. She was seen off by the Prime Minister of People's Democratic Republic of Algeria, Nadir Larbaoui, and other higher officials. During her one-day visit to Mauritania, President Murmu is scheduled to have bilateral meetings with Mauritanian leadership and interact with the Indian diaspora. Our correspondent covering the president's visit has filed this report.
President Draupadi Murmu scheduled to have bilateral meeting with her counterpart, Mohammed Aoud Ghazouani. Delegation-level talks and meetings with ministers of Mauritania is on agenda. She will also attend a community event where she will interact with Indian diaspora. Later in the evening, President will leave for Malawi for the final leg of the three-nation visit. Mayusha for Akashwani News.
Union Communication Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia has said 46% of the total digital transactions in the world are done in India. Addressing the inaugural session of the International 6G Symposium at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Scindia said that in August this year, around 1.5 billion transactions of $275 billion took place on UPI. He also stressed on the need to ensure cyber security for every citizen. The minister expressed confidence that India will lead the world in 6G technology. Mr. Scindia said, Digital India is based on the fundamental promises of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas or Sabka Prayas.
The Prime Minister's two imperatives, while talking about a digital world, a digital India, are based on the fundamental premises of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Vikas and Sabka Prayas. And the best example of that is that India's innovation in her resolve and in her march of digital India.
Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that the government is working with the zero defect, zero effect mantra to build a robust quality ecosystem in the country. He added that the significant increase from 106 products to 732 products was recorded in quality control orders in India in the last 10 years. Mr. Goyal said this while addressing the valedictory session of the first Indian Foundation Quality Management Symposium in New Delhi today. Speaking on the topic, Governance of National Quality Movement for Vikasit Bharat at 2047, Mr. Goyal said India has set up an ecosystem in the country which provides all the components to manufacture toys.
From an importer of toys, our company has become an exporter of toys. That is the impact quality can have on Indian industry, on our ability to create jobs, on our ability to expand economic activity, and our ability not only to serve India's needs, but to serve the needs of the world for high quality, competitively priced, affordable goods, which can, over a long period of time, sustain India's economic growth.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. The Supreme Court today criticized the Haryana and Punjab state governments for non-compliance in one of its earlier orders related to air pollution due to stubble burning. A bench headed by Justice Abhay S. Oka directed the Commission for Air Quality Management to take penal action against Haryana government officials for failure to take action against the violators. The bench, hearing the issue of non-compliance with CAQM directions, set a one-week deadline to prosecute violators. The Apex Court summoned the Haryana Chief Secretary to appear on 23rd October to address the issue. It has also directed the Chief Secretary of Punjab to remain present in the court next Wednesday and explain the non-compliance of the order and why no action has been taken against officials. A fire in a residential building in Mumbai's Lokhandwala complex, Andheri West, has claimed three lives. The incident occurred this morning on the 10th floor of the building. Firefighters subsequently extinguished the blaze. Three residents were injured in the incident and were rushed to hospital but were declared dead on arrival. The cause of the fire is currently under investigation. The World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly, WTSA 2024, is underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The WTSA is the governing conference for the standardization work of the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, the United Nations Agency for Digital Technologies, organized every 4 years. It is for the first time that the ITU WTSA is being hosted in India and the Asia Pacific. More from our correspondent.
The event will provide India an opportunity to play a key role in shaping the global telecom agenda and to set the course of future technologies. Indian startups and research institutions are set to gain critical insight into developing intellectual property rights and standard essential patents. Talking to Akashwani News, one of the participants from Germany, Anita Dohler, said, India will play a significant role in the telecom market as it is the second largest mobile network in the world.
It's very impressive with India having achieved so many developments in the last years, and I think it will be extremely important for everyone globally to work together going forward, and India definitely will play a significant role, for instance having the second largest mobile network already installed, and we look forward to collaborate.
During this 10-day global event, several sessions on theme based on the need and future of telecom industry will be organized. They include crafting the future of innovation, common user profile for personalizing audiovisual media, data security and efficiency, and bridging the digital divide. Dipendra Kumar, Akashwani News.
The 8th edition of India Mobile Congress is being held in New Delhi. The 4-day event is showcasing India's innovation ecosystem. Our correspondent reports that leading telecom companies and innovators are highlighting the advancements in quantum technology and circular economy in the event.
India Mobile Congress is Asia's largest digital technology forum for showcasing innovative solutions, services and state-of-the-art use cases for industry, government, academics, startups and other key stakeholders in technology and telecom ecosystem. The event also aims to showcase more than 900 technology use case scenarios, host more than 100 sessions and discussion with over 600 global and Indian speakers. The event spotlights on 6G, 5G use case, cloud and edge computing, IoT, semiconductors, cybersecurity, green tech, satcom, and electronic manufacturing. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, an international exhibitor said that IMC is helping them to showcase their products and services to the potential buyer under the one roof.
It's great. I've been all around the world, but India is still really growing and there are lots of opportunities for us. So we've been really excited to be here this week. It's amazing how much opportunities we've had.
The 4-day event will culminate on 18th of this month. Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Rain has delayed the toss for the first cricket test of the 3-match series between India and New Zealand in Bengaluru this morning. India is currently at the top of the ICC World Test Championship points table, and victory in this series will further strengthen their hopes of qualifying for the final for the third time in a row. The second test will be played from the 24th to the 28th of October in Pune. The third and final test will take place from the 1st to the 5th of November in Mumbai. In Stockholm Open Tennis Tournament, ace Indian paddler Sumit Nagal will lock horns with Quentin Halys of France in men's singles first round this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 4:50 p.m. IST. Yesterday, India's Vinay Sundar Prashant and Jeevan Nedumcherian have entered the men's doubles quarterfinals. They defeated Swedish pair of Filip Bergevi and Erik Revelius in a pre-quarterfinal match. The star duo will next take on Petr Nuzza and Patrick Rickl of Czechia in the quarterfinal tomorrow. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. National Conference leader Umar Abdullah takes oath as Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir. Nayab Singh Saini elected as BJP Legislature Party leader in Haryana to take oath as Chief Minister tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar warns cross-border activities marked by terrorism and extremism undermine efforts to boost trade and connectivity. President Draupadi Murmu to reach Mauritania this evening on second leg of her 3 African nation visit. Supreme Court criticizes Haryana and Punjab governments for non-compliance of its order related to air pollution due to stubble burning. Rain delays start of first cricket test between India and New Zealand in Bengaluru, and in Stockholm Open Tennis Tournament, Sumit Nagal to face Quentin Halys of France in men's singles this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.